Today's shir is Masechta Chulin Daf Kuf Chav Zayin. We will begin on Daf Kuf Chav Vav on the base, 3 lines from the bottom, Tan Rabbanan. The Braisa teaches us Mitoch Shenema, the Pasuk, when it speaks about the Shrotzim, that are Tomei. The Pasuk says, V'zelechem Atomei B'sheretz, Hasheretz Ha'olet, Ha'cholet V'achbar. Shemeani, from here I would learn that Ifilu Achbar Shebiyam, that there was a type of achbar that swims in the water, that type of achbar will also be tamei. What sherei shmai achbar? Because the achbar shebiyam is called an achbar, and since the achbar shebiyam is called an achbar, it would be included in the shrotzim that are tamei. Says the Gemara Dinhu, and says the Gemara, we could have learned this through comparison to the cholda. V'dinhu, timei b'cholda, the Torah says that the cholda is tamei, but timei b'achbar, and the Torah tells us that the achbar is tamei. Ma cholda min hagodla arts. When we speak about a cholda, the cholda is something, as we will be discussing extensively soon, something that grows, that only is found on dry land. Ma cholda hagodla arts, af achbar, Hagala Aretz. So that would mean that only the achbar that grows on the Aretz should be Tamei, but the achbar that is found elsewhere is not going to be found in the water, will not be Tamei. Or suggest the Braisa, we could go in a different direction and say Timei b'cholda, v'timei b'achbar. The Torah says that the cholda is tamei. The Torah says the achbar is tamei. Ma achbar kol shemay cholda. Any cholda that exists in the world is a tamei de cholda, albeit correct. That's only cholda that's found on the earth, because as we're learning, there is no cholda found elsewhere. Kol, same thing we'll say by achbar, suggests the Gemara. Anything that's called an achbar will be tamei. Af kol sheshmai achbar. Anything that's called an achbar will be tamei. Even the achbar shebiyam. Tameloimer says the Gemara. The pasuk says v'zelcham tamei sharetz sharetz al aretz. The words al aretz are superfluous, and what we learn from the words al aretz that the halacha is that only achbar sheba aretz is metama. So too, anything else, that any other achbar will not be metama. Ask the Gemara, Yal Aretz, if the source, how we know that the achbar shebiyam is tamei, is based on the words Al Aretz, Yochel, maybe the way to learn the pasuk is that not to differentiate between the achbar shebiyam and achbar sheba aretz, rather we will say that they are both tamei, and Al Aretz yitamei. But the pasuk is coming to teach us each one of these type of achbarim is only going to be tamei when it is found in its natural habitat, meaning al aretz yitama. But when the achbar sheba aretz is on the aretz, it'll be tamei yard liyam. But when it goes down to the sea, lo yitama, then it won't be tamei. Tamalayma says the Gemara. The pasuk says b'sheretz asheretz al aretz. The pasuk hasheretz is superfluous. The teacher's kol makom sheretz, anywhere with this sheretz haaretz is found moving around, it's tamei. And the sheretz haaretz can be found moving around even in the yam. And since it can be found moving around in the yam, so that's why it's going to be tamei not only when it's found on the aretz, but it's also found in the yam. So if that's the case, what does the word al aretz come to teach us? The word al aretz comes to teach us that achba aretz is tamei, achba shebiyam is tahor. But the braisa continues. Oy einay, maybe says the Gemara, the way to learn is el hasheretz, to teach us that anything that multiplies, kol hamashretz, anything that multiplies through a regular union of a male and a female, Kol ha-mashritz yitamei, she-matzritz. But as we discussed in our previous shir, there were things that grew not through that type of multiplication, lo yitama. And therefore, as we'd learned in our previous share, oitzi, that will cause us to exclude ach b'shechetzi abos v'chetzi adama, shein paravarava, as we said in our previous share, that this achbar, since it multiplies through dirt, but not through natural multiplication, maybe that's what the pasuk is coming to teach us, that only one that grows, that multiplies in normal fashion, is going to be tamei. Something that doesn't multiply, that an achbar that does not multiply in the natural fashion, that's going to be tamei, says the Rav Dinhu. And the Gemara Braisa says why that is not a logical approach. Dinhu time becholde betime beachbar. As we say, the pasuk says that the cholde is tamei and the achbar is tamei. Ma cholde kol shmei cholde. When we speak about the cholde, anything that's in the family of the cholde, af achbar kol shmei achbar, anything that's in the achbar family, of achbar shechetzi bas vechetzi adama, then it also is tamei because it's in the family of the achbar. A kalach l'derech zu, or suggesting, well, maybe we could go in a different approach. Ma cholde par v'rava. A cholde is an animal, like most animals, that multiplies in the normal fashion. Oh, so too will we say af achbar. The only achbar that's tamei is the one that's par v'rava. But the one that's not par v'rava in the normal fashion maybe will not be tamei. Tameloimer v'zelacham atamei b'sheretz. The word b'sheretz is extra, and it's coming to teach us that even the achbar, which is chatzi or chatzi, which is not the normal type of replication, still the pasuk is telling us that it's tamei. Says the Gemara, Amalei humed rabbanon l'rava. So after this long braisa, one of the rabbanon said to Rava, Ema, maybe the way to understand the word ha'aretz that we just said is an extra pasuk, extra word, lasuye, ach b'shechetzia bas v'chetzia adama. We'll say that that achbar is tamei. And when the Torah says the word ha'aretz comes to teach us, kol shu sharetz, anything that moves around, and which would include afil ach b'shebiyam as being tamei, v'imishum ala'aretz, and what will we learn from the word ha'aretz? We'll learn from the word ha'aretz, our aretz yitame, when that achba sheba aretz is on the aretz, it gives off tuma. When it goes to the yam, lo yitame, maybe that's the way to learn. And according to this, all types of achbarim will be tame, amay, to which Rav responds, mach de mashvilei mokal matuma, if you just said that the one, the achba sheba yam is going to be tame also, so then that would be an indication that mali hocha, mali hosam, mali hocha, mali hocha, where it finds itself should not be material. So if that's the way you're going to learn, the conclusion that you reached would not be understandable. The Gemara goes back to the Braisa. The Braisa says that the word hala oretz seemed to be extra to teach us that achba yom is tor. But the question is that we know throughout halacha that whenever we have a suffix tumah, the halacha is a suffix tumah b'shus rabim is tahor, a suffix tumah b'shus yachid is tahor. That b'shus yachid is tamei, which we learn in Masech Desaita from the story of Desaita. When we speak about a sheretz that's found on the water, the Braisa says in Masech Nazar Daf Samach Gimel Amad Beis, even in a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, we say it's, even in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, that it is tahor. Even though we just said that it's Safak Tumah Rosh Hashanah Yachid is tamei, here it's, the halacha will be that it's tahor. And the Gemara explains, we learn this because there's a stira in the psukim. One pasuk says, Al tishaksu estaf shesecha b'chol ha-sheretz ha-sheretz ha-oretz v'lo yisut tamabam. From here we learn that wherever the sheretz is found, it's tamei, whether it's on earth, whether it's on the ground, or whether it's on water. But then there's another pasuk that we just been quoting, ala oretz, that only when the sheretz is on the oretz is it metama, but not when it's floating on water. So we see that the first pasuk is coming to teach us that sheretz that's on water is tamei when you touched it, and the second pasuk is coming to teach us that sheretz that's on water, if there's a suffix, you're not tamei. So if that's the case, that we need that ha'ala oritz for this purpose, v'ay ala oritz, ask the Gemara. So as we just explained, the word ala oritz is needed to teach us lo'itzi sofik tumah tzofa, then when there's a sofik tumah floating on water, it, even though it's a rishus ha'yachid, it's tar. Amar Rav Yitzchak Yod, the Amar Rav Yitzchak Avdimi, as Rav Yitzchak Avdimi clearly teaches us, that ala oritz, when a sheretz is floating on water with a sofik, lo'itzi sofik tumah tzofik, answers the Gemara. So how could I say that the ala oritz is here to teach us that the achbar shebiyam is tahor? Answers the Gemara, tati ala oritz ksivi. The Torah uses the word ala oritz twice, so it's available to teach us both of these halacha. Tana Rabbanan, continues the Gemara, the Braisa teaches us when the Torah speaks about the shrotzim that are tamei, v'zelachem atamei acholah v'achbar v'atzov l'minehu. What does the Torah mean to say with the word l'aneu? Lahavi, it comes to teach us that there are different shrotzim that are in the family of the tzov that are also tamei. Ha'arvid, the kenan afilim, the salmandra. That they are all are that family of shrotzim that tamei. It says the Gemara Kosher, Rekiva Megiel Pasuk Zeh, when Rekiva would learn this pasuk, I'm a marabba masecha Hashem. How great is everything that you do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yesh, l'chabriyis gedolos b'yam. There are things that grow, there are creations that swim in the ocean, the fish. Yesh, l'chabriyis gedolos b'yabasha. And there are those that swim, that exist on dry land. Shebiyam, those that are on the yam, emalei olos b'yabasha, were they to come onto dry land, miyad mesos, they could not survive. And shebiyabasha, those that are on dry land, and mola yard liyam, if they were swimming on the yam, miyad mesis, they would not be able to survive. Shibashas, mola yard liyam, miyad mesis, and so too, those that are meant to be on dry land cannot exist on not dry land, and vice versa. Furthermore, yesh l'chabriyish godless ba'or, there are those that are created, says the Gemara, from fire, v'yesh l'cha shegadlus ba'avir, and there are those that survive off oxygen. Or imali oilus or miyad mesa, the salamandra is the one that's created by fire. If it was put into, if it's not in fire, it cannot survive. And sheba'avir, and the ones that exist on regular land, imali yardus l'or, if they, something that in regular oxygen, cannot survive in fire. Miyad Mesos, says the Mamar Rabbi Masech Hashem. The Targum Yonatson says that the Tinshomis is the Salamandra. Rashi explains that the Salamandra, here Rashi says the Salamandra is actually something that's created through Kishif. In Masech Tekigiga, he says, it's like Al Gemara says, that when they make a fire, and you have a fire burning for 7 years straight, the that creates the salamandra. And the Chasam Sofer actually says it's difficult to accept that the salamandra is created from fire because through Kishif, he says that the Kishif does not have the ability to create something that did not exist previously. And therefore, as our Gemara says, it's something that's made out of fire. What Rashi means, he says, when Rashi says that there's kishif involved, is that the kishif is something that if not for kishif, they would not be able to survive after they're created. And therefore, the kishif is able to create an environment in which they are able to continue to survive. The Gemara Masechet Segiga says that the fire of Gehenna cannot prevail over Talmid Chachamim, and what the Gemara learns from a Kavah Chaimer from the Salamandra. If the Salamandra, as we're learning, could survive fire, so can the Talmid Chachamim survive the fire of Gehenna. The Gemara also says that the Parsha Yisrael, the fire of Gehenna, doesn't affect them. Just like we find that there was constantly fire on the Mizbeach Azov, and it still remained on tap. So ask the Chasam Sofer the obvious question. If the Gemara is saying that the fire of Gehenna doesn't affect Talmid HaChamim, and the Gemara says the fire of Gehenna doesn't affect Parsha Yisrael, so then what's the difference between a Talmid Chacham and a Parsha Yisrael? Says the Chasam Sofer, let's think about this. He says, our Gemara just said, the Slamandra, the fire cannot affect it because it's natural. It's not. That's the way the Slamandra is survive. Says the Chasam Sofer, that's what is meant when it says the fire of Gehenna doesn't affect Talmid Chachamim. Since the Talmid Chachamim are saturated with Torah, where the Torah is compared to fire, so naturally they're no different than the Slamandra. The Slamandra is fire itself, and certainly since it's fire itself, fire cannot have an effect on it. So too with Talmid Chachamim. The Slamandra, when we talk about the Mizbeach Azov, so the Gemara says, well, if we don't want the fire to affect the Mizbeach Azov, perhaps they should have smeared it with the Slamandra blood. And the Gemara says you can't do that because Slamandra is Tamei. So why does the fire not affect the Mizbeach Azov? It's a Nes. Parsha Yisrael, naturally, apiteva, they should not be fired. They should be not saved from Gehenna. They're not B'nai Torah. Why are they saved? Because even the Gemara says, Parsha Yisrael are full of mitzvahs. The mitzvahs that they do save them from Gehenna. And that's the lesson of our Gemara. To a Talmid Chacham is Torah. And a Talmid Chacham who's connected to Torah has all of the power that Torah brings with it. Amoritz, Parsha Yisrael needs Nisim. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Koshiyach Yibasha, anything that exists on dry land, Yesh Beyam, exists in the Yam as well. Chutz Min HaCholda, except from the Cholda, Amar Rav Zeir Maikra, the Pasuk says, Shimazois Kola Amim, Halzinu Kol Yesh VeCholda. On the Oritz, says the Gemara, there's a Cholda, nowhere else. The Sefer Divrei Yisrael explains this Gemara, the statement of Kol Sheyesh B'Yam, Yesh B'Yabosh Yesh B'Yam, a Pidrush. The Yam is always referred to the Yam HaTalmud. Anything that's found in the Yam HaTalmud, every Kol Sheyesh B'Yabosh, everything that we need, everything that comes up in this world, Yesh B'Yam, we could find in the Talmud. The Michtav of Melio explains that why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create this? If there's a rule that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu created is available in the Yam, he should have made the Cholda also. The Gemara is trying to show us, the Michtav of Melio is trying to show us what is the power of Torah and how we know everything from the Torah. How could anyone know that everything exists besides the Cholda, in the Yam? Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created the world and knows what is where, is able to know that. And where is it found? Here in the Torah. In the Torah we find everything that we need to know in the existence of the world. Rashi says, the Pasuk says, Yosh Vecholda, Yoshvei Oritz, it's a place where Chuldas appear. Zalman Sirotskin asks, why indeed is there no Chulda in the Yam? So he says, what is the nature of the Chulda? So he explains the nature of the Chulda. The Gemara and the Yishalmi says, Ma Chuldas are Gereris Umanaches, Veni Adel Mimanaches. The Chulda keeps on putting away things, and it's not even sure for what it's putting it away. And Kach, says the Yerushalmi Masechta Shabbos, Kol Balei Olam, all the people in this world, Goyrim Umenichim, they're constantly trying to collect and save up things, V'ein Yedei L'mi Menichim, but they're not even sure for what purpose they are doing. Yitzba V'leidei Me'asfam, this midah of people constantly worrying about tomorrow is something that's ala oritz, is a gashmistiga attitude. But the yam, which we know yam represents Torah, somebody who has the attitude of Torah, it's a whole different attitude. And somebody who has the attitude of Torah ain't chol d'b'yam. This attitude that we have to keep on collecting and saving and worrying about the tomorrow is a very gashmistiga approach to life. But somebody who lives with the yam approach, with the Torah approach, is not busy hoarding, because what he knows that life is temporary, and we should spend our lives trying to gather. We should spend our lives trying to gather ruchnius Torah. That's something that will remain for us forever. The pasuk says, "Shimuzos kol ha'amim hazinu kol yoshvei choled," and the pasuk is differentiating between the word Shimu and Hazinu. And perhaps the lesson that we're learning is Shmiya is somebody just listening. Hazono means a deeper level of listening. And what perhaps the pasuk is teaching us, Shimu kol yoamim, listen. But the Yoshve, the Hazonu, people who pay attention what is going on, as we've just been explaining, and want to understand and recognize how we should live our lives. Hazonah, pay attention to what we just said, and pay attention to the lesson of the Cholda of how we should live our lives. Arav Huna, Rei de Rav Yeshua, Bibri de Narish, the people, the Ashrotzim that are called Bibri, that are found in the city of Narish. Einam and Ayishav, they don't grow on dry land. They too only grow on the yam. And therefore, as we started this year, if somebody has from them, he won't violate Sheretz HaSheretz Ala Oretz. Rather, he'll violate the lav of Sheretz Hamayim, not Sheretz Oretz. Amar Papa, B'shamta Narish. The city of Narish should be put into Cherim. Tarbe Mashkev al Yosei, the chaylev of the city, the skin of the city, the tail of the city, everything that exists in Narish should be put into chayrim. Says the Gemara, Eretz Shimi Dvar Hashem. Amar Papa, says the Gemara, the Navi says that they should listen to what Hashem says, and then the pasuk says, Lo Avash Narish My Dvar Hashem. The Navi is telling them to listen to what Hashem say, and they don't pay attention. Amar Gadol, Amar Rav, Narish, Nashkech, Mine Kachech. If somebody from Narish kisses you, count your teeth if he didn't steal one of your teeth, because they were known as thieves. Nara Pagda Levayach, if somebody from Nar Bekod escorts you on the road, Meglima Shapir de Chazilach, because he didn't do it for altruistic reason. He wants to steal your garment. Pumbedisa lavyach, if somebody from Pumbedisa escorts you, ashnesh bezecha, change where you're sleeping. He's looking for where you're staying overnight, and they want to break into where you're staying and steal what you have. So the Chasam Sofer explains this Gemara. He says, people who learn Torah are called Shemayim. As the Pasuk says, Hazinu HaShemayim. People who are not connected to Torah and not connected to Ruchnius are called Rishon. And he says that there are different people in that category. Then he says, the Pasuk says, Oretz is referring to people who only learn Mishnah, they don't learn Gemara. The second time is Aretz, for people who learn just Chumash. And the next time is for people who don't even learn anything. And the Pasuk is saying, Oretz, 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 three times Oretz, move up in your Avodas Hashem, constantly try to move and be from those who are the Bali Gemara, those who like us, learn Gemara. Amar Rav Huna bar Tarsa Pamach Salachti Levad. One time he says, I went to the base Avad, that's where the Rishoyim would gather. And one of the things that they did, which is halachically unacceptable, is that they would mate different types of animals. And I saw that the nachash was next to the tzav. L'yom yotza arvid b'neim, and they produced an arvid, which is a very dangerous animal that kills people by biting them. Says the Mark, Shabbos lefnei Rav Shimon HaChosen, and I came to Rav Shimon HaChosen, I told him the story. Amalei, and he said that, how did this happen? Usually animals mate with their own type. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Heim Aviyu Berish Leberosi Ba'ilami, they created a new type with Kliyim, something that I didn't create. Af Ani Avileim Berish Leberosi Ba'ilam. The punishment is that they suffer this way. Vamamar, asked the Gemara, how could two different types of creatures create another type of creature? Doesn't the Gemara Masechta Bechoros teach us? Kol Shet Mishmishon, any two types of animals that do tashmish in the same way, and a burin shavim and are pregnant for the same amount of time, yoldim and magdinim, they can zemizah, they can raise children. But however, kosher taburin v'kosher and tashmish v'burin shavim and yoldim v'megalim zemizah. So the nachash and the tzav are so different. Why are they, how they able to create these things? Amar Rav. So Rav says, Nes Patech Nes. It is indeed a Nes. That, first of all, the way Rashi explains that the Nochosh should be interested in the Tzav. And then furthermore, not only that it should be interested, that they should be able to create this new type of Arvad. Says the Gemara, Hai Purnesahu. This is a punishment. And why is that called a Nes? A nace is a positive. Here, an arvid, which is so dangerous, was created. It says the Gemara, ma nace betoich nace le peronius. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that the world deserves to be punished. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that the world needs to be punished, the halacha is that that's why he creates these nisim as a way to punish the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The question that comes up is, here he went to the Beis Avad. Clearly the Beis Avad is a place where they did Averis, as the Gemara says, they did Kliyim. And the question is, how far do we have to separate from ourselves from anything that has something to do with an Avera? The Sefer Cheshukei Chemed discusses somebody who is a printer. And the discussion of the Sefer Cheshukei Chemed is regarding this individual who's a printer, but he was offered to do a job of printing, which requires him to put a picture of a cross on that printing. And what is the halacha? So he quotes that somebody once asked Rav Shmuel Salant this question, and Rav Shmuel Salant said, I want to tell you a story. He says that there was this printer, this bookbinder, he mentioned people's name. And they also were offered tremendous profit from doing these types of job. And what happened was that they didn't have any enjoyment, they didn't have any benefit from doing so. One became blind and one died young. And he says, that's my recommendation to you. And he says, he continues, that this person who asked Rav Shmuel Salant Zatzal this question now went to Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank Zatzal and asked why is that happened if it's not black and white usur. So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank answered that we find that when the Torah speaks about the Avera of Avodah Zarah, the Torah calls HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kael Kana. Kael Kana means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a God that takes specific kina, revenge, for anybody that connects himself to Avodah Zarah. Here we learn, the Gemara says, about Neis B'toich Neis. So here too, the Cheshukei Chemed has a most interesting discussion that the Avi Yaakov, Rav Yaakov Abuchatzer Zatzal, when he was 10 years old, and he was still in Morocco, and there was a time of a terrible hunger, terrible famine. And Rav Yaakov his parents, the situation was terrible. And Rabbi Yaakov tells his mother, let me go out and see if I could find something. And his mother tried to discourage him. She said, there's nothing to be found. He said he went out. He said that he went out and he found a person who didn't look like everybody else. And he was carrying two bags full of wheat. And this Rabbi Yaakov went over to him. And this person asked him, do you want to buy this wheat? So he says, yes, I do. That's what I came out to look. So he said, do you have a home, parents? And they went to their parents, back to the home. And the person met Rabbi Yaakov's mother. And he came to her and she told him a price, which she was able maybe to scrape together. And she went into the house to get the money to pay this person to have the wheat. And by the time they came out, he was gone, but the wheat was left. And the question is, as Al Gemara discusses, that are we allowed to have hanoah, somebody allowed to have hanoah from a nes? There's a Gemara Masech the Tainis of Chaf Dalar on a base that speaks about the time of Rabbi Yehuda when there was a hunger. And at that time, he said, take off the shoes. And as soon as he took off the shoes, his rain became. And at that time, they saw sailors that were putting sand into a boat, and it was turning into wheat. And they didn't want to eat from the wheat because they didn't want to have enough from Meis and Nisim. So the question is, were they allowed to have Hanor from these Mice and Nisim? And the Cheshukei Chemed wants to differentiate between a Yochid that has Hanor from Mice and Nisim versus a Tzibur. And when it's a Tzibur that's going to have Hanor from a Nais, we can be more lenient. Moreover, he says that let's think about this situation. Yes, it was highly unusual to find wheat in that time where there was this terrible famine. Having said that, still, the wheat that they had that this person brought, there was nothing obviously not natural about that wheat. And since there was nothing obvious unnatural about that wheat, it's not in the category of Mais and Nisim. Whereas the Gemara Masech the Tainis speaks about a situation where it looked like the wheat was created, sand turned into wheat, where it's obviously a Mais and Nisim. There the halacha is strict about having a law for Mais and Nisim. Says the Gemara, begins the Mishnah, at what point is something still considered connected to where it comes from or not? Says the Gemara, however, aver of an animal, vabosar, or a piece of meat, hamludolim bebehema, that are attached to the animal while the animal is still alive. And the halacha is metamim tomasoichim kaimam. If somebody had intention to serve this animal to a nochri, who of course is not allowed to eat this aver, a nochri, as we learned and will learn in our shir now, are also aver menachai. But if somebody intended to serve it to the nochri, it has tumas oichlam b'mekaimam. However, as we also learned, the halacha is that to have tumas oichlam, you have to have hechsher. And here too, you will have to have hechsher and have this piece of meat become wet in order that it should be mekabel tumah. Nishchta behema, if the animal was slaughtered while these Avrim, Hamududolim, are still connected to it, even though the Shechita will not, as we'll see, does not allow us to eat from them, Huchshabedomeah, Divremeah, the Dam Shechita has the ability to make it Mukshal Kabotoma. Rav Shimon Omer, Loi Huchshra, the Dam Shechita is not going to be Machshdem Lekabotoma. And therefore, the halacha is that if they are to be subject to tumas oichlim, they have to become wet independently. The mesa behema, says the Mishnah, if the animal died by itself, an animal dies, and at the time of its death, it has an Eivor Ubosom of the Dolim, Habosor, the Bosor is not Metame Tumas Nevela, it's considered Tumas Eichlem, and therefore it's Richa Hechshem, because the Halacha is, as we're going to see, we learned this already earlier in the Masechta as well, in Daf Ayin Dalad, that when the Misa Oysen Nipol, we learned, and that for the moment of death, it's considered as if they were disconnected, Vitzarech Hechshem. And the Aver is Metame Mishum Aver Menachai. It's considered as if it fell off before the animal died, Misa Oysen Nipol, and therefore, Enem Metame Mishum Aver Shenoveh Divra Meir, it therefore will not have Tumas Nevela. Tumas Nevela is only something that happened after death. This is considered as if it happened before death. Rav Shimon Matar, Rav Shimon is Matar. The question is, what tum, when we in Am Gemara, when we use the word Tumas Nevela, is the Gemara speaks about Tumas Eva Menachai. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah said that the Eva Basa Madolim, Tumas Oichlim they have, Tumas Nevela, which I just said means Tumas Eva Menachai, Loi they don't have. Ask the Gemara, what is the case here? Hey Chidami, exactly what is the case that we're talking about? Eid the Malan Rucha, if they could be made healthy again, I feel it's Tumas Eichlim Nami L'tama, then the halacha should be that they should have Tumas Eichlim. Vi the Eid Malan Rucha, if we're talking about a case that they can't be healed, reconnected, then Tumas Nevela Nami Litma. They ought to have Tumas Eva Menachai. Answers the Gemara Loyal Dayan Mal Marucha. We're speaking about a case where they can't be connected, they can't be healed. Shani Tumas Nevela, but when we speak, says the Gemara, about Tumas Eva, when we speak about Tumas Eva Menachai, Rachman Amma V'chiyipal Menevlosam, there's no Tumas Eva Menachai at Shiyipal, unless they're completely disconnected. And if they're not completely disconnected, they don't have Tumas Eva Menachai. Tanya Namiochin says, the Gemara is so too that we learn in a Braisa. Heva Basav Madodom Behema, Umurim Bechut Asayra, they're just connected with a small strip of a hair, a smallest amount of meat. Yochli Tam Tumas Nevela, we would think that they have Tumas Eva Menachai. Tam Aloima V'chiyipal Menevlosam, they only have that Tumas Eva Menachai until they're completely disconnected. And if they're not completely disconnected, they won't have Tumas Eva Menachai. We learned in the Mishnah that the Eva Basa Medolim Behema don't have Tumas Eva Menachai. But still, as far as Tumas Eichlin are concerned, says the Gemara, they are Metama, even though they don't have Tumas Eva Menachai. Mesaile, says the Gemara, Mesaile Rechi Barashi, this supports to what Rav Chiya Barashi. This supports what Rav Chiya Barashi taught us. Dom Rav Chiya Barashi Am Shmuel Tainim Shetzomku Bebeim, that figs that dried out when they're still attached to the tree, Metame Tumas Eichlim, already have Tumas Eichlim because they are considered as if they're already disconnected. But Tosh Member Shabbos, on the other hand, if somebody were to take off these figs from a tree on Shabbos, Chayev Chatas. So we see that in some, that we can have an halacha, in one hand, it's considered connected, and in one hand, it's not considered connected anymore. And says the Marlema Messiah, we have a proof to this. The Brisa says, Yaraka Shitzom Kubi Beyim. Vegetables that dried up, kigayna kruva delas, cabbage, cucumbers, ematam tumas oichlim, because since when they're very dry, they're not edible. So if they're not edible, they can't be subject to tumas oichlim. Katzon biyavshon, if you cut them off and you dry them, tameim tumas oichlim. Ask the Gemara, katzon biyavshon salkadatach. Why would we say that when you dry them, they have tumas oichlim? We just said that these vegetables, when they're dried, are inedible. Eitz ba'amahu. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak. Amnasli Yoshin. The way to understand the Braisa is in the Sefer is that if you cut them with the purpose of drying them without the purpose of eating, as long as they're not dry, they have Tumas Eichlim. Because at this point, where they're not dry yet, they're still edible. And since they're still edible, the makabel tumas oichlin. But the Reish is talking about the case where they already dried up. Since in the Reisha already it dried up, therefore the Braisa says that Tama the Kruva Dalas. What is the so of course if they dried up they're inedible. And therefore of course they're not subject to Tumas Oichlin. What is the Braisa in the Reisha coming to teach us? Says the more Kruva Dalas by Kruva Dalas Kim the Yavshon, once they're dried Labne Echila, they're not edible, and that's why they have no Tumas Oichlin. Hashaper is different fruits that are edible even when they're dried up, Metama. Hechidomi, ask the Gemara, what is the case? If they're completely dried up, the fruit, the stem, Pshita, it's obvious that they have no Tumas Oichlin. They're only like a piece of wood. I saw the Mepharshim explain they will be used for firewood. El Alav, what the case that the Brice is coming to teach us, is Beloyuk Tseim, that they were dried. The Brice is speaking about the case where the stem is not dried up, and therefore, there's still the halacha is that if somebody takes them off on Shabbos, his chayiv chatas, the halacha is also that they're still edible. So ask the says my loylam hein v'ktzayim, and the chiddush here is so if that's the case, it's completely dried up. Why do we need to say that it doesn't have tumas oichlim? Cut some naslu yashvim etzikalei. The Kanas come to teach us that if you cut them with the intention of drying, they're still matam tumas oichlim until they're completely dried up. Toshma says the Gemara, the Brisa says ilan shenifchav. A tree from which a branch was removed, or bar peris, and has fruit on it, harayin conclusion, it's considered completely detached. Yofshu, but the branch that was not dried, that was not cut off from the tree, even though it dried up, harayin mechaborim. My love, doesn't it mean that when it's taken off, my talushin l'chodvareim, that it's considered completely talushin, both that you're allowed to take fruit off that branch, and both that it has tumas oichlim. Af mechubarim, so doesn't the ratio when it says the in the sefer when it says that the yofsha reinkim mechubarim is l'chodvareim, that they're not mekabel tumas oichlim, and not like Shmuel says that the halach is that once they're detached, where the peris that dried up on the tree are considered telushim. So as more, it's not a rhyme. Midiri, hakadisa v'kadisa. When the Tana says the peris are on the onuf came off, when the onuf came off the tree, they're considered telushim. He means both for Shabbos and for Betumah. But when he speaks about the peris that dried up, that they consider them the chabarim, that's only for Shabbos purposes. But as far as Tumah purposes, it's not considered mechubarim.